Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Peyton Jones guides us through the Old Testament book of Leviticus. Now to Pastor Peyton.
Chapter 13 today on Through the Word. And it's time to get integumentary. Because your epidermis is showing again, you might want to cover that up. Epidermis is actually a word for skin, and it's your biggest organ. In verses 1 through 46, the chapter deals with diseases that might affect the surface of your skin. And verses 47 through 59 talk about things that might be infected like clothing and other objects. Let's read verse 2. When a person has on the skin of his body a swelling or an eruption or a spot, and it turns to a case of leprous disease on the skin of his body, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of the sons of the priest, and the priest shall examine the diseased area. Now the end result for this was to be pronounced clean or unclean, and we'll see why in a few minutes. Although you see the word leprosy, that wasn't the only skin disease covered in this chapter. Cervantes said, "The beginning of health is to know the disease. We call that diagnosis. There are more skin diseases than any other type of medical disorder, so much so that the treatment of the epidermis requires its own doctor. We call it a dermatologist." In chapter 13, we see Aaron becoming a part-time dermatologist. Let's look at how this long chapter is broken down. Verses 1 through 8 are about sores. Verses 9 through 17 are about leprosy proper, which, by the way, is just the absence of pain receptors caused by a virus, and you get it for life. Your skin falls off because you don't know when to stop rubbing it on stuff. Verses 18 through 23 have to do with boils. We call it the bubonic plague or the Black Death. You definitely don't want to mess around with that. Verses 24 through 28, burns. And verses 29 through 37, sores under places like hair and where it grows, like your scalp or your beard. Verses 38 through 39 have to do with leukoderma. You may remember what Michael Jackson claimed to have had, patches of white pigment on your skin unexplainedly. And verses 40 through 44 have to do with baldness. Verse 40 is one of my favorite verses. It says, "If a man's hair has fallen out, he is bald, but he is clean." Thank goodness for that. My pastor once wrote a song about me with these very lyrics. It's on YouTube. Verse 45 to the end of the chapter has to do with the clothes and the spread of disease through soiled and contaminated objects. This was important because in the ancient world, somebody suspected of leprosy would be violently ostracized, killed, and often burned alive in their clothes by a fearful mob, terrified that the disease would spread. Chapter 13 gives anyone with a suspected skin condition or suspected leprosy half of a fighting chance. Not all diseases that look like leprosy are leprosy, and the sufferer is given an ordinary, orderly means by which to obtain treatment, healing, or quarantine. Aaron is given a medical handbook in chapter 13 to examine, diagnose, treat, and possibly cure whatever skin disease it is. In verses 4 through 8, we see Aaron acting a little bit like your doctor might. He examines you and then says, "Come back and see me in 7 days' time." Time won't allow us to go through each clinical pathway that the priest traveled down to deliver his proper diagnosis, because they were different for each of these scenarios. But it kind of went something like this. "Let me see it. Has it faded? You're clean. Has it spread? See me in 7 days. Is there white swelling? Yes, unclean. No. Does it cover you head to foot? Yes, clean. No. Is there raw flesh? Yes, unclean. No, clean. Next." I'm sure it wasn't Aaron's favorite part of his job. You can hear Aaron saying to someone, "I'm going to go ahead and say unclean on that one. You are gross. It might be a good idea for you to stay far away from everyone else." Remember, the symbolism in these ceremonies is intended to provide the reader with a lesson about sin and salvation. Leprosy or the skin diseases become a picture of sin, the unclean diseases in particular. You see, skin is only skin deep. There's an old saying that beauty is only skin deep. But sin isn't beautiful. It's more than skin deep. It's what lies beneath that's a problem. People find this out when they get married. The person they thought was so beautiful on the outside with a nice epidermis tends to have a lot underneath that isn't always so pretty. So the first lesson we learn from this is sin is deeper than your skin. The second thing that we learn is that sin spreads. Verses 5 through 8, verses 22 through 23 and verses 27 through 28 tell us it spreads like a virus. Number 3, sin destroys you. Verse 44 through 46, the picture is of somebody actually putrefying. That means rotting while they're standing on their feet, rotting alive. Case in point, sin over time makes you gross. And point 4, sin will eventually kill you, as it does with leprosy. And because sin is spread, because it's icky, because it destroys you and kills you, it should be isolated. It should either be washed and cleansed or burned and destroyed. Those are the only two options given in this passage, giving us the message that God is saying, I want to cleanse and wash you. I love you no matter how disgusting the ravages of sin upon you, and I want to cleanse and forgive you. Years ago, a news anchor from CNN shared her secret struggle with psoriasis. In a report, she heartbreakingly chronicles the struggle she went through. She writes, I have fish-like scales. They're tiny red islands floating on the surface of my skin. They combine to create continents with jagged surfaces. They turn black and start to smell. There is blood and pus. My face is flawless, not a blemish, not a mark. Compliments are endless. But I am acutely aware that a horror film unfolds in secret beneath my clothes. I am effervescent and radiant on the outside and rotting inside. Which is the real me? The cameras fire up, the red lights turn on. I am splendidly made up. I lose myself in the moment. I am energized. I am focused. It's only my face. It is floating. It's all that exists, and it gives me confidence. No one has it all. I fight my body and myself all my life. I hit rock bottom many times because of my disease. It seems futile to even try anymore. Who will ever want me like this? I cry hysterically. I write a letter to my psoriasis describing how it causes me pain, how it hurts my relationships, how it makes me weak. I blame it for not allowing me to be free. I blame it for my rage, my violence, my bullying, and my inability to feel loved. For my need to have praise and constant reassurance, I berate and belittle it, I coax and cajole it. I remind it of my sexless life, I beg and plead for it to go away. Then I thank my psoriasis. It has taught me to have no vanity, more compassion, and to withhold judgment. That's the effect that sin should have on all of us. Your skin may look okay on the outside, but there's something more insidious on the inside. Our souls, minds, and hearts are diseased, and we need Jesus to examine, diagnose, treat, and cure us, or we're dead. Read Leviticus chapter 13 today, and as you do, ask the Lord to search your heart, and like it says in Psalm 103, to heal all your diseases.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Peyton Jones is the co-host of the Church Planter Podcast and author of the book Church Zero. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.